Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. It is just the two of us, me and Quentin, with you today while Jamie is in Costa Rica. It sucked this morning.
Croatia,
is that where she's at?
Yeah.
No, she was in Croatia in August. I think it's, she went back to Croatia?
I'm pretty sure she's going to Croatia.
What is she doing? I think it's Costa Rica. Maybe it's Curacao.
She's going, Tunisia?
No, it has to start with the C.
And she's doing some hiking because she was telling me
in Costa Rica, there's like mountains.
She was doing some hiking and she told me like 3 weeks ago that she ordered this bag, this like hiking backpack.
Uh-huh.
And it showed up 9 o'clock last night at her house. So she was worried that this backpack wasn't going to show up. And it's one of those things where like you ordered it. So what are you going to do? It showed up at 9 o'clock. And when she was flying out at 5 o'clock this morning.
Didn't she go to Croatia over the summer?
Who goes
to Croatia twice in a year?
I'm
90% sure it's Costa Rica. I think
who live
you're
in
wrong.
Croatia go to Croatia twice
yeah, if you
year.
Live there, does she have a secret family we don't know about back in Croatia?
You're making me really. I was at 100%. Now I'm at like 90.
She said it at the end of the show yesterday. If you want to go in and find the audio, because I said, oh, and have fun going back to Illinois. Because I totally forgot she was going anywhere other than Illinois. And she said, no, I'm going to blank.
We're great.
I'm 99% sure it was Costa Rica.
We are great coworkers, ladies and gentlemen.
If it's not Costa Rica, I'm doing bad. If it's Croatia, I'm going to be like, why are you taking off to go to Croatia again? Do you not see everything Croatia has to offer the first time? What more is there? I'm sure there's probably so much more. I just don't know. Anyway, leading off, let's talk about this story. We all have someone in our lives that would do this, even if they knew it was illegal, even if they knew it was against the law and violating the premises of decency in our society. We know somebody who would do this anyway. And I got to tell you, I might be that person. So there's a story up from Fox 4, or I'm sorry, it's KCTV 5. talking about how, you know, you see cars sometimes driving around this time of year and they have Christmas lights all over them. Apparently those cars are breaking the law. I know. This is what the story says. Drivers in the Kansas City area on both Kansas and Missouri sides have increasingly been decking their cars with holiday lights this time of year. And what looks festive often runs afoul of state law. According to former Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben, who has since retired from being a trooper, but still does a lot of media avails, said that Christmas style lights, adding them to a car, can lead to being pulled over and ticketed because many of those lights violate requirements for color, brightness, and visibility on moving vehicles. So if you, and there's a couple in my area in South Overland Park that I see every year that are just decked out in Christmas lights. There's a Tesla and there's a Jeep. And there might be another one. Maybe I haven't seen it. That are covered in Christmas lights and they drive around. And guess what? Not one person, as far as I know, has ever seen one of those and went, oh, I thought that was an ambulance. Because the problem, they say, is people could confuse them for emergency vehicles. I've never once seen one of these and gone, oh my God, for a second, I thought that was an ambulance. For a second, I thought that was a cop car. I thought I was being pulled over. I thought the cops had giant Rudolph antlers on their cop car now, which would be a fun thing for them to have. Not off-putting at all. Well, in Missouri, police are similarly blunt, saying only vehicles in a permitted parade or parked on private property can be lit up. And driving around with twinkle lights blazing is just a non-starter. You can't do it.
I'll be the Debbie Downer.
I can't wait for this.
Good. Crack down on them. It's annoying. It's like you see cars that have the underglow and you're driving at night and it's blinding. We complain as a populace about the new LED headlights that are coming on newer vehicles and how blinding those can be at night. And even during the day, how you've got one car coming at you and they've got their auto lights on and how that can blind you. I don't need Jiminy Christmas driving at 75 miles an hour just blazing right by me while they've got their red and blue lights on them. No, it's annoying. There's a Mustang that every once in a while, I think I've seen three or four times while I'm driving to work, that has it, and they have them on. And I don't want to get too squirrel here, but if you're that into Christmas, I just assume you're overcompensating for your bad personality for the rest of the year. So, yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you're just trying to be fun and have a good old grand time, but no, you're just annoying.
You're a mean one.
Good. Yeah, I'll be the Grinch. Jim Carrey, I'll settle for that.
Really, this is the Boris Karloff version. Thank you very much. By the way, song sung by Thurl Ravenscroft, the original Tony the Tiger voice. You can hear it if you listen closely. Mr. Grinch, they're great. Same guy. Yeah, this is Quentin.
Hate, double hate, loathe entirely.
There you go. All right. So, as one police officer said, Missouri law is pretty specific on the number of lights, the colors, and the height requirements on the vehicle. You can have some lights on there, but they don't specify exactly how many, and you can't have anything that twinkle because that could confuse people for emergency vehicles, and that might make people think that they're, a siren or a light or something like that on behind them.
I mean, I already think it's annoying when tow truck drivers have red and blue lights. I already think that.
Yeah, no, I've had that happen before where they've been behind me. I'm like, oh man, what did I do?
Right, and it's just a tow truck driver, and I already find that annoying. So yeah, of course I'm going to find it annoying when it looks like you're driving down the street with a Christmas tree on the top of your hood.
So here's my thing. You drive around Kansas City right now, you'll see a lifted truck with tires and a trailer taller than your child. That's totally legal. You'll see a house with 24 inflatables and a light show synced to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that's stopping traffic outside of a house that has their own radio station that you can tune into to hear the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and so it syncs up just exactly right. That's totally legal. But hang one janky string of rainbow LEDs from your roof line, and suddenly you're a rolling menace to society. It's the same energy that neighborhoods put out for, you know, they're fine with fireworks on the 4th of July, but God help you if you have a trash can on the side of your house. That's the same energy. Well, it's confusing. It's in the name of safety.
Don't. What? Don't bring me into that group.
Well, not, that,
that's
buddy,
not, that's not that's, the same energy at all.
Okay, so you're saying I just hate Christmas. I'm not, it's not that I overly value safety. It's just that I overly hate Christmas.
I just think that it's real. It is a nuisance when you've got cars and like the glow lights underneath or the LED headlights. Mm-hmm. Like when you're out here blinding people, then yeah, it's a problem. Especially when you consider that, you know, these people have those things on at night and maybe you're on a not as well used road, a back road, a highway, or even just city streets. Yes, it's very annoying. It's very distracting.
Merry Christmas, one and all!
Cheer up, dude. It's Christmas.
There you go.
This is a great way to start our week and a half together.
Yeah. So I disagree with you 100%. I love it when I see things like this. I like people being silly. I like people not taking themselves seriously. I also think that that is what is so beautiful about the Christmas season, is it allows adults especially to act like kids and just do stupid, silly stuff like decorate their car with Christmas lights and antlers and things like that. Okay. I don't have the antlers on my car right now. I will put them on when I get home. Right. I think it's fantastic.
Well, when you're driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway, I'll throw a flashbang in your car and we'll see how effectively
how
you can drive.
You're comparing some LED lights on a car to a flashbang.
Yeah.
That's a flashbang.
Yes.
Because, it's the same thing.
Yes. When you're driving down the road.
Know what then? We should get rid of headlights. Shouldn't have headlights on cars.
We should get rid of the LED headlights.
You shouldn't have them. Right. You're right, because they're too bright.
Yellow tinted.
Yeah.
Look, I've worked Festivus Friday before, okay? Mm-hmm. I know how many people call in and complain about the headlights.
Yeah, the cranks. That's who that segment is for. It's so that the lunatics in this city can call in, and then the rest of us can sit back and laugh at how ridiculous they sound about the infinitesimally small annoyances in their life that are driving them insane.
I'm not backing down from this. I'll give to you that Jamie went to Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So now you're doubling up on it. Is that
I'll
what
I'll let
it?
You I'll let
oh,
you have
Oh, she did
that
say
one.
Costa Rica.
She said Costa Rica.
I knew it.
I'll give you that. I'm not backing down from the annoyance of the bright lights that are on people's cars, including underglow Christmas lights and LED headlights.
913-586-7798. Is this the scourge that the Kansas and Missouri law says it is? People driving around with Christmas lights on their car. Does that annoy you? Does that make you just, it actually hurts your Christmas spirit? Cause you're like, that just seeing that is so antagonizing to my precious eye sockets that I can't possibly now enjoy Christmas because of that guy. Whatever happened to less ostentatious displays of the Christmas spirit?
You know what, weird?
What?
I can't enjoy Christmas if I'm in the ditch dead because an LED light blinded me. So,
all right, that's what I want then. And I'll throw this out to the text line, 913-586-7798. How many of you have gotten into accidents because somebody had LED lights on their car? I'm not talking about their headlights. I'm talking about their Christmas lights. Nobody's going to text that. Nobody's going to say, I almost got into an accident over that. You're blowing it out of proportion. You're making it seem like it's so much worse than it is in a hyperbolic way to make your point. And really what your point is at the end of the day, Quentin, is...
Hate, double hate.
That's your point.
Entirely.
Is that you're a Grinch. 913-586-7798. Call it. Should these things be illegal, or do they actually make you happy when you see them? do they actually cheer you up? Because they make me happy. They make me, I wish I had the dedication to put a bunch of Christmas lights on my car. The most I can do is the antlers. And even then, I have to put them in the specific spots in my car so that when I roll down my window to go to Taco Bell, they don't fall off. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls and texts coming up on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right. On that note, before we get back into the topic, I need to tell you about Coats for Kids. coming up, we are going to be talking more about Christmas. But this Christmas, it is more essential than ever to make sure that kids who are out there that don't have coats, maybe families can't afford them, or it's hard enough just stretching the budget to cover groceries these days. Make sure that kids have coats. So what you can do is participate in our little thing that we do every year called Coats for Kids. Just take a moment and text your donation to KMBZ Coats. Just that's the exact wordage you need to use, KMBZ Coats. And then text the number 44321, or you can go to our website, KMBZ.com, and find the link for it there. It's literally $25 for one coat. If you have one kid, then donate one coat. If you have three kids yourself, then donate for three coats. You know, more kids you have. You have nine kids, nine coats. You know what I'm saying? It's making sure that for each kid that you have, another kid out there is warm this winter. Because it is brutal out there today, you can just imagine. And by the way, dropping my son off at school this morning, I saw several kids just in South Overland Park that didn't have coats on walking to school. So it's needed. Again, you can just go to KMBZ.com, search for the coats link there, or text the word KMBZ coats to 44321. Give you a quick link and show you how you can donate. All right, we were talking about how, according to Trooper Ben in Kansas, and according to Missouri law, emphasis on Missouri, you're not allowed to have Christmas lights on your car because it could confuse people and make them think that it's an ambulance or a police car or something. I don't see how that ever has ever happened, but okay, it could do that. It could potentially do that. So they're illegal. If you see somebody driving around with one of those things, I guess you need to report them to the police, right? I love seeing cars like that, and I envy them. And I'll be honest with you, if I had the wherewithal, intelligence, and patience, I would deck my car out with those balls of holly. And by that, I mean the LED lights. 913-586-7798. What do you think about it? Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for calling in.
I'm indifferent to it, but I do kind of like the idea of someone wanting to be that festive and kind of spread some cheer and make little kids smile and all that.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't see how you can look at that and confuse it for an emergency vehicle in any
makes
regard
no sense.
Whatsoever. It just doesn't
right.
make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also curious. I'm kind of testing this theory myself because, as you know, I ride a motorcycle and I ride one year round. And I thought to myself, well, you know, it says you can't put them on your vehicle, but it doesn't say anything about putting them on your person. So I got some battery-powered LED Christmas lights and wrapped them all around my motorcycle suit. So technically, I'm wearing them. They're
that's
not
a
on the vehicle.
Brilliant solution. Maybe that's
yeah,
what I need to do. I just get some battery-operated. I have my aunt bought me a Star Wars sweater years ago. It's R2-D2 and C-3PO, and it's a Christmas, because, you know, they celebrated Christmas in a galaxy far, far away. Jesus is the savior of all the universe. And it lights up, though. It's battery operated, and the sweater lights up. Maybe I'll just wear that.
Yeah.
That'd be good enough.
Also, I think, you know, obviously, you know, people don't look out for motorcyclists as it is. You're, you know, in the summer when motorcyclists are normally riding, they're definitely not looking for us in the middle of the winter when it's freezing. So I figure if nothing else,
they'll see you better. Yeah.
It's more lighting. They're going to see me better. I'm being safer, Mr. Officer. Don't give me a ticket.
Perfect. Mike, thanks so much for your call. Really appreciate it. All right. 913-586-7798. Here are what people are saying on the text line. Twinkling lights are annoying on cars. I do not know how many full beers I have thrown out the window every time I see one of those. Hold on.
It's a lot to unpack there.
You're saying... Their problem isn't the illegality of it, obviously, because they're drinking and driving. Their problem is they're annoying, so I throw a beer at them. What? Maybe this just gives me one more reason to do this. I'll get beer.
Yeah.
I'll get beer out of it.
That has the real energy of when a big truck driver cold dumps on a bunch of bike riders. It's the same energy.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they do otherwise. If you just have the antlers on your car, then they roll coal. If you have the lights, that's when they start chucking beers at you. Also from the text line, I literally just pulled up next to a pickup with lights and antlers on it. Well, I have to ask you, 3625, did you think it was an emergency vehicle? Because apparently that's the threat. By the way, if that's the problem, then why do they let us drive cars that look like cop cars? You know what I mean? We've all seen them. It's not as bad as it used to be. What was the Crown Victoria?
Yeah.
We all...
In every movie from the 80s.
Yes.
If you I didn't live through it, but I know exactly what car you're talking about.
Actually, the 80s, I don't remember what it was, but the 90s was the Crown Vic, and I had a friend who bought an old cop car.
Yeah.
It was used, and, you know, it was cheap. He bought one, and it was annoying... Being in his car.
Because everybody would slow
down. Everyone would slow down. And he had a bumper sticker that said, I'm not a cop, I'm just poor. And it didn't matter. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Bobby in Liberty. Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
Fantastic. What do you have to say about this, Bobby?
So I've got a weird story. It has nothing to do with Missouri. But as a kid, I lived in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And had an uncle who was a maintenance man, and he would hoard money and buy old cars. And one of these old cars that he bought was a limousine. It was white, and he fixed it all up and decked it out with Christmas lights and would put a Santa suit on, dress up, and my cousins and I would dress as elves, and another family member would drive. And he would dress as Santa and sit on top of this thing, and we would go through different areas of, like, New Jersey or New York City that were less fortunate, and he would hand out, like, dollar gifts. Many times we were driving down the road, cars would be pulling over and splaying and letting us pass through thinking it was an emergency vehicle. So I think it's kind of...
Okay.
Well, I remember as a kid being like, how did we get through all of that? And my uncle's like, just relax.
Just roll with it. It's working out for us. Okay, so maybe it does happen occasionally. Now, did your uncle know that he was breaking the law?
You know, I don't know if it was a law, particularly in New Jersey back in the 80s. Mind you, I just heard you guys say that you don't remember the 80s, so you must be younger than me.
Well, I don't remember the 80s for a lot of reasons, but I was alive in the 80s. Yeah.
So, no, I don't know. Maybe he thought he was, and it was kind of cool because he was a badass. His name was Fred, Uncle Fred, but everybody called him Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, my aunt, would dress up as Mrs. Claus, and that was kind of their thing through the 80s. They were in the newspaper and everything for it. But, you know, I just think that they need to relax on that because, you know, I don't know. I think any of us that look in our rearview mirror can see the objects are closer than they appear and that it's not a cop car.
Right. I think it's also, thanks for your call, Bobby, and Merry Christmas. That was awesome. That's also what bothers me about this, and here's my problem with it, if I'm just going to make a bigger point. The authoritarianism of it. Fascist.
We're about to start a war on Christmas is coming to Kansas City.
That's exactly what it is, baby. It's the war on Christmas. You're taking away my Jesus lights. Maybe if I call them that instead of Christmas lights. Now it's a religious thing. You can't take them away from me. No, what bothers me about it is that it assumes that that we're too stupid to be able to tell the difference. That we're too dumb to look in our go, I don't know, that I've never seen a cop car before that had that many tiny little lights on it, but I guess I'm so stupid that that's what it is. And then pulling over. Guess what? If you're dumb enough to think that's a cop car, then you deserve to pull over for a little bit. And then think about your life as that car with antlers and LED lights goes past you. Just think about your life for just a minute. Just consider it.
For the record, my contention was never about it being an emergency vehicle. It was always about getting flashbanged.
Being annoying, which I still think is insane. Those lights aren't that bright. How bright could they be? They're battery-operated lights.
I mean, so are your headlights.
They operate off of the car battery.
It's battery.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like a lithium battery, not a 12-volt. All right, 913-586-7798. Got a ton of texts I didn't get to on this. So what we're talking about is Missouri and Kansas have now come out and said, guess what? If you put Christmas lights on your car, that's illegal. You're breaking the law. We've all seen cars driving around with those things on them. Would you report them to the police? Would you call the cops on Buddy the Elf? Because, I mean, he doesn't drive a car in the movie Elf, but I guarantee if he did, it would have Christmas lights all over it. Would you, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, they get picked up in a cab that has lights all over. Would you call the cops on them? Answer your text coming up in just a few minutes on midday. And I have a list of all of the laws that you might be breaking at Christmas. This is actually fascinating. For instance, how big can the tree be on your car? If you're towing a tree home, is it legal to do that? Also, what city has made it illegal for you to have an actual Christmas tree in your store? It's not going to shock you what city it is. Speaking of the war on Christmas. Talk about that next on midday. Oh, man. It's middays. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I didn't realize I did that until Quentin just pointed it out to me. I've been doing that as my idiot voice my entire career for 21 years in radio. I've been using that as my idiot voice. And he just said, that's your Mahomes voice. I was talking like this. for an idiot earlier. Oh, no. And I just, yeah, that is the same voice I use for Mahomes. The person I love the most in my life. I don't care if my wife's listening.
I mean,
I especially don't care if my kids are listening. The human being I care about and love the most in my life, Patrick Mahomes, I've been mocking. Oh, man, I feel bad.
You know, you were in Boston for 6 years. You get a little Mahomes hate fever while you were there?
God, no. It. Let me tell you something. Have you, I can't remember what it's called. There's a thing where if you get into an argument, the more opposition to that argument you hear, the more entrenched you become in your opinion, the more unreasonable you become in your opinion. And that's what happened to me when I was in Boston with Mahomes. As I went there and everyone's like, he's overrated. And I was like, you really? Really? You know who's overrated? A guy who didn't get an MVP until his seventh season in the league, not his first season as a starter. That would be somebody I think is overrated. A guy who didn't get an MVP until he had Randy Moss as his wide receiver. That's a guy who I think is overrated. Tyreek Hill. Okay. Yeah, Tyreek Hill's Randy Moss. Sure, if Randy Moss was 5'5". Anyway, we were talking about Christmas. And we were talking about how apparently it's illegal for you to have Christmas lights on your car and to drive it around. Was wondering what you guys had to think about that, had to say about it. Here's what we're getting on the text line. From the text line, I absolutely love it. I'm stuck in traffic anyway. Might as well stare at a little mobile Christmas joy instead of someone's busted bumper sticker collection. There's got to be a way to grade this, but I feel like there is a number of bumper stickers that you can have on your car where you're where it's a cliff, and it's I'm a fun person. I have some silly opinions. To I'm a crazy lunatic, and it just falls right off. It's like I think the fourth one. I'm going to give you three bumper stickers. At that fourth one, I assume you're a lunatic. Is that accurate? You think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think it, you know, depends on your bumper sticker. But it, like, yeah. if you've got the T-Rex eating your stick figure family, I think you're a fun person because yeah. You're making fun of all the dumb people that put the sticker of your stick family on the back window. And it's just like, oh, little Tommy plays soccer. Oh, congratulations. Every 4-year-old ever has played soccer.
If I see a Calvin peeing on something,
anything,
I'm out. I'm out on you as a person.
If you have the sticker on your back window that says baby on board,
yeah, I'm going to ram your car.
I just think you're the worst. Okay, Karen, because I'm going to drive different because little Timmy is screaming in his car seat.
Look, Homer, I got a sign that says baby on board. Now people will stop intentionally ramming your car. Simpsons reference, everybody. All right. Back to the show. From the text line, I hate it. I hate people who have Christmas lights on their cars. I'm trying to drive, not follow behind a discount Vegas strip. My eyes don't need rave mode on I-435. Okay. Well, that's basically saying I don't like fun. That's what that is. You know what I, again, have to say to that?
Hate.
That's what you are.
Double hate.
Loathe.
Somebody on the text line, Quentin, was saying that I'm a hypocrite because I said yesterday we don't do Elf on the Shelf in my house. I never have. And you're against the fun of Elf on the Shelf, but you're okay with this. I never said I was against Elf on the Shelf because I'm against Christmas fun. I said I'm against Elf on the Shelf because I'm lazy. I thought I was clear about that when we talked about it yesterday. I've never done it because I'm lazy, because it requires you to, well, because the elf moves every night. And I'm too lazy to keep track of, or I don't, whatever, you know what I'm saying. So yeah, I don't do it because I'm lazy. Not because I don't think it's fun. I think it's fun.
I don't know. I really like the pictures of the elf on the shelf when they start hanging out with the Barbies.
Those
are pretty funny.
Especially if it's a girl elf. All right. Also from the text line. Another reason to pull people over because they know people drink on the holidays or say they smell weed. So this person is saying, I wouldn't have it on my car. It's just one more reason for the cops to pull you over. Is it though? They would pull you over anyway for this. It's illegal to begin with, right? It's not giving them an excuse to do it. It's already illegal.
I think what they're saying is that it gives them an excuse to pull them over so they can find something else.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Here are the Christmas laws you're breaking. All right. And that I mean, you know, it bringing the same present or something like that. It means what things we do during Christmas that, depending on
the city
you're in, might be illegal. Here's the first one. And this is from JeffGouldLaw.com. A good snowball fight is one of the greatest joys of winter and a beloved pastime during a white Christmas. However, if you're in Provo, Utah, it's a game you'll have to pass on. The city has a law prohibiting throwing snowballs within city limits. This law is part of the city's throwing missiles section of the Provo Code. It's throwing missiles. I'm sorry, but that would make me more likely to throw snowballs at people if I could call it throwing missiles. I'm freaking Elon Musk over here.
I'm trying to imagine which city council got hit with a snowball by an 8-year-old one time and was like, "This, we got to make this illegal."
It's a bunch of nerds who lost snowball fights because they couldn't pack the snow right.
They messed with Buddy the Elf one too many times.
It states that anyone who throws a snowball or other missile that hits someone, breaks a window, damages or destroys property, they're making travel dangerous, frightening and annoying, and they have a fine of $50. Well, if you break a window, obviously that's illegal. But if you throw a snowball at somebody, say you hit them in the back and they're wearing a coat, that's now a $50 fine. This is like what we were talking yesterday about the snowblower incident. The hell is wrong with us? Utah and Canada have one thing in common. Apparently, it's that they do not abide by any kind of Christmas frivolity when it comes to the hurling of snow.
Do they even get snow in Utah?
Provo, yeah. It's up in the mountains.
Oh, in the mountains? Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, here's another one. This actually you might agree with because this is almost actually positive towards Christmas. It's the reindeer law. Here's what they say. There's in the United Kingdom, there's the 1831 Game Act that made it an offense to kill or take any game or use any dog, gun, net, or other engine or instrument for the purpose of killing or taking any game on a Sunday or Christmas Day. You're not allowed to kill reindeer in the UK on Christmas Day. This law extends now to other animals as well. I don't know if I'm okay with that. I think I don't know where you'd live in the UK. I'm sure there's places where you go hunting, right? But I don't know where you go. But people get hunting rifles for Christmas. Why shouldn't they be able to go test them out on the local elk?
I was thinking more they've got hunting knives, you know?
Mm.
Can't have guns in the UK.
They have to throw the knives at the deer.
Yeah.
Can you have a crossbow in the UK?
They've got longbows, right? Yeah. That's their thing.
Yeah, that's you're lining up like Braveheart. Also, here's another Christmas law you'll be breaking. New York is a city that never sleeps, and it's also the city where you'll never see a real tree in a retail store because New York law designates natural trees as a fire hazard. The same goes for apartment buildings and common areas. In Philadelphia, real trees are banned in high-rise buildings or any building that houses more than two families.
Isn't the Rockefeller Center, like, the whole thing is there's a big
but
tree.
But it's outside. It's outside. Okay,
but that's a common area.
Yeah, but it's outside, so okay. It's not as much of a fire hazard. I don't know how much I agree with it. I think if you're on the... I was going to say if you're on the first floor, but that's worse if that catches fire than everybody above you can't get down.
I mean, they have those rickety fire escapes, you know, that I'm sure have been inspected recently. Is the plastic tree really that much less of a fire hazard?
Oh yeah, no, they are. Yeah, no, it's a big deal. Like I've you can watch the videos. And, you know, I worked with the fire department in Illinois, and it was those natural trees. When people let them, they have a dog that it from National Lampoon's Christmas.
Yeah,
it's a real thing. People, their dogs will drink the water underneath the tree. The tree will dry out, then the tree catches fire because of all the lights on it. Merry Christmas, everybody. 913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. It's middays. So a hiker in Colorado is happy that he had an Apple Watch on him. Why? Because he fell off a cliff. And because it's fall, apparently, if you have an Apple Watch, it has fall detection software on it. In October, he was on a ridge between Mount Helen and Father Dyer Peak when the boulder he was leaning on gave way, sending him somersaulting down a rocky slope. And then even worse, his knit hat came down over his eyes during the fall and he couldn't see anything. He thought he was going to die, but because his Apple Watch detected a fall, it alerted 911 and emergency services, and they came to save him. When he finally came to a stop, he heard his Apple Watch beeping and saw it counting down to call 911. He tapped the button to place the call immediately. He spoke with the dispatcher via his watch and then his phone, which also survived the fall. And he was eventually brought to safety after hiking further down the mountain. So this is awesome. It's fantastic. It's good news. Problem with good news is I don't have much more to say about it other than it's good news. So here's how I have to go with this in a cynical way, guys. I have an Apple Watch and I hate it. I'm not going to be traversing any rocky ridges anytime soon, but I do have to take it off when I'm watching the Chiefs because it'll tell me that I'm going to die. I don't know if yours does this, but mine does. It literally says your heart rate has been over 120 BPMs and you're not moving. Are you okay?
Do you experience cardiac arrest?
It literally thinks I'm having a heart attack while I'm watching the Chiefs. And my solution to that is, instead of going, you know what? Maybe I need to take better care of myself. Maybe I need to start exercising. Maybe I need to talk to a psychologist about how letting a bunch of millionaires who play once a week dictate my mood is not a healthy thing. And how do I get over that? Instead of doing any of those things, I just go, no, I'm not wearing this anymore. It's off. It's gone. Not wearing the watch.
When I was a kid, those Life Alert commercials would come on, and they were terrifying. I was like, I could just slip in a bathtub and die.
Well, yeah, if you're 90.
Well, eight-year-old Quentin didn't put that together. He just saw Gam Gam just pass out in a bathtub and I was like, that's it.
I'd be more worried that I'm going to walk in on Gam Gam going, help! Help! I'm all naked and scared, Quentin. Can you help me?
Quentin. I'm going to have...
Is Gam Gam still alive? Is Gam Gam still alive?
Yeah, both of them are.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations to Gam Gam. It's thanks to Life Alert. I hated the Life Alert commercials because there was one, and it was this very hostile woman, and she was like, when I fell down and I got hurt, my family wasn't there, but Life Alert was there. And I was like, yeah, there's a reason your family wasn't there. You have a very negative vibe about you, Natalie. Maybe you need to chill out.
The original Karen.
The original Karen. Hey, coming up, this story is going to take an emotional toll on me, so I'm going to really need you guys there when we talk about it. An Arkansas mom had her daughter kidnapped to teach her a lesson. The details on this are horrifying, and the response I've seen from so many people is even worse. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.